Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Another day of hideous heat and ugly air travel around the country. Adding to those woes, the smoke from wildfires in Canada is back. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's telling the people who run kids' summer camps to be careful.
Camp counselors, be aware these kids need to be protected. They're younger. They have some of them have health challenges. And making sure that they have everything they need to probably stay indoors.
New York City's giving away masks at firehouses and transit hubs. Detroit and Chicago recorded some of the worst air quality in the world yesterday. In Texas, Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the intense heat there is deadly for those trying to make it over the border.
Imagine being smuggled in a trunk. Imagine being smuggled in a train. Imagine being smuggled in an 18-wheeler.
In Los Angeles, the power company says it won't cut off people who are late paying their bills during days of excessive heat. As for travel, approaching what could be one of the busiest holiday weekends in years, FlightAware counts about 2,200 canceled or delayed flights so far today around the USA. President Biden's heading to Chicago to again try to show off his administration's economic accomplishments. On CNN, Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says, if you haven't felt the benefits, they're coming.
We're going to see drug costs come down when the government implements this bill the president worked on. We're going to see more infrastructure projects come out.
Young also points to a $42 billion internet initiative. One of former President Trump's many legal cases is the one brought by the state of New York linked to payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's lawyers want that case moved to federal court, but a judge in New York says he probably will not do that. Another state case that could turn into a federal case is over the recorded conversations between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. He is meeting with Special Prosecutor Jack Smith today. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Summer danger often means taking care in the heat and watching out for fires, but along the Colorado River it also means respecting the water, which many are not doing, according to longtime fisherman Ben Crossey.
It's the Wild West. There's tons of boats that go down there, and no one seems to be paying attention to the danger.
An opinion borne out by the numbers.
We are at 15 water-related fatalities this year in Colorado.
Joey Livingston with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says all the moisture the state has absorbed this year is a major threat during summer activities. The melting snowpack has put a lot of rivers at dangerous levels. Italians eat a lot of pasta, an average of 60 pounds a year, compared to about 26 pounds a year for we in the USA. And the Italians are very picky about how to eat pasta.
It's called the Italian spaghetti rule. According to Italy's Minister of Enterprise, you never break your pasta before cooking. In Italy, it's forbidden. Well, the pasta police won't arrest you, but you're setting yourself up for ridicule and possibly bad luck because pasta originated from Asian noodles, and they believe long noodle, long life, and Italians do too. And a true Italian would never use a spoon to twirl pasta. They say a little slurping is good. I'm Bree Tennis.
Police in Rome are looking for a man seen on video carving his and his girlfriend's initials into the Roman Colosseum. He used his keys to carve Ivan and Haley 23. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Now,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We got Adam Davis going to join us in just a moment. Adam's a former law enforcement officer who has focused on spiritual resiliency and wellness for nearly a decade. And there's a reason for that, and he'll tell us all about that in a moment. He's a best-selling author and speaker who is passionate about helping law enforcement officers win on the job and in their personal lives. As much as he loves speaking, his favorite roles are being a father and a husband. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How have you been?
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Bill, for having me back on. Been doing well. Been busy with this new book, traveling across the country, but very blessed to have the opportunities I've been given.
Well, obviously, Adam, because of your life experience, you're in demand. You come with the goods and experience and, you know, law enforcement officers and I'd say everyday citizens are blessed by your story.
You know, I think one of the biggest things about it is it's something that resonates with a lot of people at a very deep level. And whether it's law enforcement, other first responders or quite frankly, anyone who's experienced some type of deep pain in their life. But, you know, for me, being vulnerable brings an opportunity for others to experience a moment where they can develop the, you know, discover the courage to face their own pain and face the stuff that they've dealt with and maybe ignored in their life so that they can experience freedom. At the end of the day, you're created for more than just to get by with dealing with pain. You're created for more, and for me, that means living a life to the fullest. And the only way to do that is face it and deal with it. And I've created this, really not even created, is 10 principles that help preserve me through some of the worst pain imaginable, from childhood through adulthood, and overcome some of the worst mistakes you could think of.
We're humanoids. Nobody's perfect here. And the fact of the matter is, as you note in your book, 70% of adults in the U.S. have experienced a traumatic event in their life. So there's a lot of people in the boat here. And oftentimes, people's, you know, conditional reaction is to, hey, I'm just going to stuff it down. I'm just not going to go there. But the problem is that during the process of life, it finds a way of coming out, and it spins you sometimes out of control, and it's very frustrating, you know, for people. And until you get to that point that says, okay, I want to, you know, the pain of hiding it is worse than the pain of dealing with it. Then we can start to address it, right?
Absolutely, and for me, that meant really letting go of some stuff. And that's really hard to do when you can, you know, you're so, I guess, conditioned and accustomed to control your emotions, right. Control this, control that. And so it's something I call the paradox of surrender. And through the discovering of letting go, you find freedom. And, you know, really the definition of surrender is ceasing resistance to an enemy or an opponent. And for me, that means understanding that there's an enemy that wants to destroy my, to destroy me. He wants to destroy my family. He wants to destroy everything good. And I'm not surrendering to him. I'm surrendering to my Heavenly Father and my faith in God. And he does the battles on my behalf. And so it's understanding the true power found in faith and letting go and surrender. And as a man, probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm sure it's for anybody, but
exactly.
The human power of that is life-changing.
Well, you're a man, you're in law enforcement. I mean, you got a badge, you got a gun, and now you're dealing about surrendering. You know, that's counterintuitive, Adam.
It is. It is indeed. And, you know, a lot of people kind of look at me with a funny look on their face when I say those words, when I talk about surrender, because, you know, in police academy, you know, it's kind of beat into our brains. You're not going to give up. You're not going to quit. And no, I don't.
Right.
If I'm in a physical battle, or God forbid, I receive a bad health diagnosis or something, I'm not going to quit. But at the same time, internally, in my spirit, in my soul, I'm going to relinquish the conflict to my Heavenly Father, and I'm going to let him lead the way. I'm not going to control this thing. I'm going to follow his steps and follow his lead. There is so much more freedom and so much more power found in that. There is significant change when you discover that and you begin to walk in that every single day. And understand he leads the way if you let him. And for me, that was life-changing. It's life-changing.
Well, you know, for those of us who believe and our faith continues to develop, Adam, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so powerful. And only people who have gone through this experience and God has revealed to them that there's no longer a need to fear death, to fear man, to fear mortality, because Jesus is risen. And so there's no longer that need to fear that, right?
No, absolutely not. And for me, that's, you know, when I talk about live unconquered, and, you know, the title of the book is Unconquered, and it gets a lot of attention, a lot of conversation started on that. It's not saying, look, I know we've all got some scars from the past. We've all got some bruises along the way. But, you know, when you surrender your heart, when you surrender your life and your soul to Jesus, and you let him work with you, and I'm not saying, you know, buy into some religious, you know, doctrine or whatever, but when you encounter the love of the living God, he changes you, and you say, I want to live a life that's a proper response to what he's done for me.
Exactly.
Then things begin to change. Then you understand there's nothing that anyone can do to hurt me, because even when I take my last breath here, I have eternal life with him. I win in everything here, because even if I make a mistake, and we're all going to, it's a lesson I can learn from, and it's not a life sentence. So what can you do to change? I can't control what people have done to me. I can't control the past, but I can control my response going forward, and I can be a healthy man for my wife and my family and my children, and I can do a better job of showing up in the world, because guess what? I'm on a path to healing and being well and developing a resilient spirit. And so that means, you know what? We need more men that are saying, you know what? I'm going to show up for my family healthy. I'm going to show up strong. This being Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, I think it's time that we have more conversations around this and say, you know what? I understand where you're at. I get where you've been, feeling defeated and wanting to quit, wanting to give up. But it's time to get up, dust yourself off, and get back in the fight.
And without a doubt, when you were at that crossroads and the light went on for you, what was that like, Adam, when you surrendered and you let it all go?
You know, initially it was a really, really hard fight, because I did not want to let go. And, you know, because I'd become so accustomed to carrying pain for more than two decades, really. And the day that it happened for me, the best way I can describe it, and this sounds really, really strange, I lift weights. I did lift heavy weights. But for me to say that it felt like a warm embrace, the most perfect embrace of love and perfect peace, that's the only way I can describe it. And I've tried since December of 2015 to put it into words. Nearly 6.5 million times I've tried. And I can't properly or adequately convey the love that I encountered that day, or the perfect peace. But I'm telling you right now, I can't guarantee a lot of things in this life, but I guarantee you, if you call on the name of Jesus, he will not fail you. And if you'll lean on him, he'll change your life.
Amen. Adam Davis is with us. We're talking about his new book, Unconquered, 10 Principles to Overcome Adversity and Live Above Defeat. Stay with us. We got more from Adam after this.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Well, did you hear that story of Sammy Burko, that young teenage boy from Missouri City, Texas? He goes to a rock climbing gym where he suffers a cardiac arrest and dies. He was climbing to the top of the wall, rang the bell as he was told, and suddenly his body goes limp. Looked like he was either playing around or passed out. The people weren't sure what to make of it, but they realized he was unresponsive, and they lowered him slowly and began to administer CPR for 2 hours before telling his mom, Jennifer, he's gone. Well, Jennifer and his dad started talking to him, just telling him how much I love him. She said, sorry that we didn't know how to save him. And suddenly, as she started praying, her husband noticed that their son was moving. They called the EMTs back, and they were able to revive him. You know, sometimes it's not necessary to understand as much as it is by faith to know that no human being saved this young man, but God himself, who answered the prayers of a mother who believed and is grateful to be holding her son who was brought back to life.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Adam Davis continues with us. He is the former patrol officer, criminal investigator, hostage negotiator, and author of Unconquered, 10 Principles to Overcome Adversity and Live Above Defeat. The fact of the matter is 70% of adults in the U.S. have experienced a traumatic event in their life. And sometimes, Adam, we, as you said, we get used to living with it. We push it down. We just want to ignore it until sometimes, you know, God says, all right, enough.
You know, you don't need to be dragging this anchor around. Are you ready? Are you ready to trust me? Are you ready to believe that I am God Almighty, the one who created you, who can heal you and deliver you from this madness? And at that point, you know, people say miracles happen, just like for you, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a point, the point of surrender. You know, God is faithful in all things. It doesn't matter. His faithfulness is not based on our performance, our good deeds. Mm-hmm. But there's something that meets us at the point of surrender. When we become more desperate for him than we are to continue carrying our own burdens. I mean, Jesus already said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So right. Why do we continue trying to carry it on our own? We're just conditioned to do so. We think we can handle it until it becomes too heavy. Yeah. And for me, that point of surrender is where things change. And so that's sort of where the Unconquered Code, I recognized it while I was writing the book in January of last year. And I realized the very first step was acknowledging the pain and beginning to seek the healer and not glorifying the pain anymore. You know, we can talk about our pain so much that we make an idol out of it. We talk
exactly.
about it more than we talk about the healer.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, when we acknowledge the presence of pain and the devastation it leaves in its path a lot of times, that's the first step. And then realizing, hey, I can't control what anybody has done to me or even what I've done in the past. I can control how I respond going forward. And I'm not going to let this control me anymore, period. This is not going to take my joy anymore. This is not taking my peace anymore. I'm going to do something different. And so that's where it begins. And of course, the significance of surrender, that would probably be a conversation for several hours we could have.
Without a doubt.
Just based on the profound impact it's had on my life. And it's not a one-time event. You know, my friend, it is something that has to happen every single day and every single moment. And it's a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to continue trying to control whatever this is going on in my life. I'm going to surrender. And it's not really complicated. It's that intentional decision to release that friction between you and whatever it is that you're facing. And it's not really you and the enemy. It's, are you going to let God lead you in this, or are you going to try to do it on your own?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And
who's going to be your God? You know, I like that you start out the book in saying, don't underestimate the battle as you go into this. I mean, some people are hearing this, so, okay, you know, hey, I'm going to go in, I'm going to kick butt, you know, and wait a minute, you know, right? Because that's what us guys do. Oh, yeah, okay, I got you. You've been revealed. I'm going to go and kick. No, wait a minute. Let's make sure, because we're going to war here, that we have all the logistics, everything lined up. It's a process, as you say, and we're going to be intellectual about it. We're going to be stupid because we'll end up being, you know, victims in this battle. And then when you slow down and you don't underestimate what you're getting yourself into, then you consider these 10 principles to overcome adversity and live above defeat, as you write here, because you've been there, you've done it, you've bought the T-shirt, right?
Yeah, I'm not writing based on theory. These are real life steps. These are real life things that have preserved me. I remember going through trauma therapy for the very first time and having my first conversation, I believe it was in 2021. And we finished our first couple of sessions and she said, you know, it is a testament to the faithfulness of God that he preserved you and that you're still standing after everything that you've gone through, because a lot of people wouldn't be.
Right.
And, you know, if you're still standing, if you've still got a heart beating in your chest and you've still got breath in your lungs, guess what, my friend? You're still in the fight. You're still unconquered.
Right.
You still got another day to fight back and get up and dust yourself off and say, this stuff is not going to control me anymore. I'm pushing back. I'm fighting back. But I'm going to fight back the right way. I'm going to do it the right way this time. I'm not going to try to do it all on my own.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first step you have is ignoring the pain. Do you pretend it didn't happen? You know, we touched on this a little bit earlier. Because we've only got about 4.5 minutes left here. Adam, maybe let's just bust through these really quick to give people an idea, and then also we'll refer them to the book, because they're going to want to read the book and take notes and follow, you know, the experience that you share with us. Okay.
So the Unconquered Code, very first one, acknowledge the pain. A lot of times we ignore the pain. We try to pretend it doesn't exist, but all it's doing is driving deeper into our struggles. The roots are going deeper and it's getting more control over us. So acknowledge the pain, seek the heavenly healer. Number two, recognize your control of yourself and no one else. Like I just said, you can't control what has happened in the past, whether it's been done to you or by you, but you can control how you respond going forward. Number three, live in the present, hope for the future, learn from the past. The past is not a life sentence. Let it become a lesson, gain wisdom from it, and how can you show up more healthy and in the present moment for the people around you, whether that's for your family, your career, your friends.
Right.
One of my favorite, because it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, is discover freedom and forgiveness. Forgiveness is not necessarily for the offender. It is for you. Choosing to withhold forgiveness is intentionally locking yourself in a prison cell and throwing the key to someone else to control it. But when you choose to walk in forgiveness, then you choose to walk in freedom. And for me, forgiveness was the very first step in the journey of healing. Take time with your emotions and align them with the truth of God's word. You know, I like to look at Philippians 4:8 as the standard for my thoughts and for my emotions. And for the things that I'm dwelling on, I can't necessarily control all my thoughts because we have so many, even at the subconscious level. But what I can do is become a better steward of my emotions and my thoughts and align them to the standard of God's word. Experience true power through daily surrender to Christ. There's so much power and so much freedom available when we choose, intentionally choose, to surrender our emotions, our will, our plans, our desires, all to Him, even our pain. And then number seven, cherish your healthy relationships, but distance yourself from the toxic ones. More on that in the book. Seek to know your divine and unique purpose in life and the direction God is leading you, because there is true purpose for you, for your life, when you find it in God and God alone. Accept responsibility for creating healthy daily habits in your life. No one else can do that for you. You know, I coach men and first responders all across this country. And you know, I can give people all the tools and all the stuff, but at the end of the day, it's their responsibility to put it to work in their own life.
Exactly.
And last but not least, resolve at this moment that no pain, no sin, no mistake, nothing in this world is going to defeat you. Your declaration today becomes, I'm unconquered, in Christ I live, in Christ I die. I live unconquered and I die unconquered. All because of Him. He gives me freedom, He gives me life, and He gives me power to overcome.
Wow, that is so powerful. Thank God, as you were going through this, that you were journaling, Adam, that you were noting these, and now, you know, you articulate them with gravitas, with experience, with power that I believe God has anointed, and that's why you're out there and being, you know, in such demand. Again, I want to remind everybody, the book, which we'll link it on our website, is titled Unconquered, 10 Principles to Overcome Adversity and Live Above Defeat. Adam Davis has been our guest. He's a former law enforcement officer who's focused on spiritual resiliency and wellness for nearly a decade. Your commitment to that mission, Adam, is paying off, and lives are changing. And you're co-laboring with the Lord of the Harvest. That has to be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I'm very blessed to be able to do it.
Well, Adam, how can people be in touch? And if they want to have you come and speak, you know, to their men, their church, their organizations, how can they contact you?
You know, the best way is unconqueredbook.com or theadamdavis.com. I'd love to hear from you, especially if you listen today. I'd love to hear from you. Go to my website, shoot me a message.
Adam Davis, God bless you. Thank you, sir. Take care.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you, my
friend. You got it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update, another day of hideous heat and ugly air travel around the country. Adding to the woes, the smoke from wildfires in Canada is back. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is telling the people who run kids' summer camps to be careful.
Camp counselors, be aware these kids need to be protected. They're younger. They have some of them have health challenges. And making sure that they have everything they need to probably stay indoors.
New York City is giving away masks at firehouses and transit hubs. In Texas, Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the intense heat is deadly for those trying to make it over the border.
Imagine being smuggled in a trunk. Imagine being smuggled in a train. Imagine being smuggled in an 18-wheeler.
And in Los Angeles, the power company says it won't cut off people who are late paying their bills. As for travel, approaching what could be the busiest holiday weekend in years, FlightAware counts about 2,200 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. If your life revolves around fitness, or even if it's simply a major priority, hey, you're one of us, constantly aspiring to learn more, improve, and see bigger and better results. And if staying fit is not just a desire but a necessity, we're with you. You accept no excuses with trainers, coaches, and athletes fueling your daily grind. Just in time for the summer, we've got fitness expert Dave Sinclair going to be joining us. He's got some great tips on how to level up your lifelong fitness journey. Okay, so if your life revolves around fitness, or even if it's a major priority, you're in the right place just in time. As I mentioned, we've got the fitness expert Dave Sinclair with us to show us how to level up your lifelong fitness journey. Dave, good to have you with us. How are you?
Mr. Martinez, how are you, sir? I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, awesome. Just call me Bill, okay? You make me sound too old. You call me Mr. Martinez. But it's good. Hey, it's great to be talking to you, Dave. Hey, so let's talk about some tips for making fitness a part of our lifestyle versus just finding a quick fix.
Well, you know what, Bill? The problem with quick fixes is they're too quick and they don't ultimately fix anything. That doesn't work long term. I mean, what works long term is a commitment to your fitness, health, and wellness that focuses on improving the overall quality of your life. That's what works long-term. So, okay, so how do we do that? Well, there's a couple of different things. First of all, I tell people to find a form of exercise that they enjoy doing. If you enjoy doing it, you stay consistent. If you stay consistent, you get your results. It's that simple. So you love going to the gym, fine, go to the gym. You don't love going to the gym, find something else to do. There's like 1,000 different ways to exercise. So find those one or two things that you can be passionate about, and that'll help you a lot to stay consistent. And it's not just about the exercise, but it's also about what you put into your body. So as much as you can, opt for healthy foods that fuel you. That's an important component.
Yeah, exactly. I like the way you put that. The healthy
foods that fuel you. That is really critical. And I want to go back and talk about, you know, the type of exercises, because I can tell you, Dave, in my lifetime, the things that I enjoyed and where I am now in this station of life, it's changed a bit. You know, I can't be as aggressive as I used to be. I used to play racquetball six days a week. You know, my knees started to give out, so then I had to adjust and play a little bit more golf. You know, walking used to be fun. I've got a little bit of a hip issue right here now, maybe looking at hip replacement surgery. And so, you know, a simple little thing like a yoga ball, my chiropractor shared with me, and that's really been helpful. So, you know, depending on the station of life and how, you know, as we move along, you find those things, as you say, that you enjoy doing, and it may be different than what you did yesterday, right?
Bill, it's a moving target. It's absolutely a moving target. And part of it is age. Part of it is the level of intensity of exercise you're doing. Sometimes people will do types of exercises and they may get injured from it or something. That's part of the game. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your hip. Just generally speaking, I can tell you that just generally speaking, the older you get, the more important stretching and flexibility becomes. So, you know, using the ball to roll out, you know, your hip or your lower back or whatever, those types of things become much more important. And your five-year-old that does gymnastics just bounces off the wall without looking up. That's just the way it is.
Exactly.
When you get a little bit older, it doesn't work that way. But it is a moving target, and you just continue to find something that you enjoy doing to stay consistent. And that is going to be different when you're 35 or 50 than it was when you were, you know, 21. That's just the way it goes, and that's all part of the cycle of life, as you would say. But there's always going to be something that you can enjoy, and there's always going to be a way that you can find some consistency and get the benefits from it.
Yeah, and that's the ideal, right? Is that you want to feel a benefit, because if you enjoy doing it and you're seeing results, well, then that keeps you motivated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's we are motivated by achievement. As human beings, mm-hmm. we like to accomplish things, right? So I'm a big believer in setting goals, setting realistic goals, and then tracking the progress and celebrating the achievements. And so that's mm-hmm. what I do. I look to not only achieve my goal, but I like really want to smash my goal. I mm-hmm. really think it's a very, very important part of my personal motivation. And so I'm always looking to up my goals. And anytime I can find a product that helps me to achieve my goals, I'm very happy to have found the product. And there's a product right now that I've been using that's just really done wonders for me. And you can go harder and support your post-workout recovery with it. It's Dimetize ISO 100 mm-hmm. Hydrolyzed Protein Powder. So what this is ultra-fast-absorbed super-quick muscle recovery. And it's also filtered. What does that mean? That means excess lactose has been removed. That's a big problem. Sometimes people with
supplements
feel bloated. They feel bloated. Well, this takes care of that. So they've removed the excess lactose, and also they have filtered out carbs and sugar and fat. And you get maximum purity without any excess, and that makes it a real go-to for athletes. But it's also so user-friendly because it's designed for maximum mixability and gains. So you can mix it in milk. You can mix it in water. You can stick it in a favorite recipe. We made something here today, Fruity Pebbles Rice Krispie Treats. They are amazing. It's packed with protein and really good for you. There's 11 different Crave Crush flavors in all. ISO 100 is a product, and I think it's the best protein in the game. Some people prefer plant-based protein, and Dimetize has you covered there, too. Plant-based protein, that can be a great choice as well, but the only thing is you want to make sure that you're getting more than just one source of plant protein. Otherwise, you may not be getting as many of the essential aminos as you could be. So with Dimetize Complete Plant Protein, what they've done is they have taken 100% of the protein derived from five plant-based ingredients, which means you get an amino acid profile that can't be beat. So that attention to detail with the amino acids, that's a real game changer if you're going to be doing something that's plant-based. And Dimetize has really got that dialed in. So Dimetize Complete Plant Protein would be a good one for you. And that's got 25 grams of protein as well. And you can get more info, by the way, on all these products at Dimetize.com.
just like that. We're talking with Dave Sinclair, the fitness expert, helping us, level up your lifelong fitness journey, responsibly in a fun way and a way that's it can be sustained, so that you're not, doing it over a couple of days and, forgetting and getting tired of it because, you want to do something that will, go for the long haul. Right, Dave?
Bill, it's like life. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. simply put.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, thinking of it long term, you only have one body, right? So treat it right for the long haul, and it'll treat you right. And there's also so many benefits from getting on a good fitness, health, and wellness plan that go beyond just go beyond just looking better, and that is, the way it makes you feel. So it's the quality of life benefits, like physical, yes, but also emotional health, mental health, increased energy, yes, but also better mental acuity, the ability to deal with stress and anxiety in a completely different way, endorphins release, and just feeling better, and better mood, and better disposition, and Bill, there's so many things in this life, I'm talking about relieving stress and anxiety, so many things in this life that you cannot control, like that are out of your control, that frustrate you, that stress you out, right? Like, my homeowner's insurance just went up 40% last month. I can't do anything about that. It's beyond my control. But what I can control is how I deal with that. And how can I control how I deal with that? By exercising, by leading a healthy lifestyle. Because that's going to you to process that stress, take that hit, turn it into some positivity, and enhance your health as opposed to, further stressing yourself out over something that you can't control anyway.
Exactly. Dave, I like what Yogi Berra said, because the fact of the matter is today we're living longer, based on past tables and that. But even Yogi summed it up quite brilliantly. He said, God, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. So we can take a bit of his wisdom and apply that for our daily lives. Dave Sinclair, the fitness expert, has been our guest. Dave, where can they go for more information?
More information for you and your audience at Dymatize.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us always. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, Apple's recent launch of its first spatial computer, okay? And we're going to put that in parentheses because Dr. Shiner is going to be in just a minute, and he'll help us understand the first spatial computer. It has the potential to change the way we interact with each other, connect with our apps, and utilize technology. It's even impacting the future of medicine, believe it or not. Imagine a virtual clinic where patients can access top-tier health care from the comfort of their homes despite transportation barriers or mobility issues. With the release of Apple Vision Pro, this fantasy should become reality. Like I said, joining us today is Dr. Adam Shiner. Dr. Shiner, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
No, thanks for having me.
So the first spatial computer, okay, we hear that and everybody's brain stops for a minute. So I'm going to make sure they understand what we're talking about so they can appreciate and increase their knowledge for the rest of the information you have to share with us.
Absolutely, yeah. I think what Apple's doing, so there are devices out there, you know, Facebook or Meta has their Oculus, and that has a little bit of the difference between a virtual reality where you put it on and you're in a different world and something called augmented reality where you can see the world but there's some other digital information kind of floating in space for you. So the Meta has that with their Oculus device, but Apple's is really, really pushing that it's going to be something that's integrated that allows us to see our room and then see other information in the room through these glasses as well.
Yeah, this is incredible, this Apple Vision Pro and how it's going to impact the future of medicine. This has got to be exciting for you to be on the cutting edge of this whole new medical world.
Yeah, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I do surgery to help people with their faces and help them communicate better with the world. I have a space in this virtual world where I've done virtual seminars. I have my staff connect with patients in a gallery we set up in the metaverse, and I've actually had meetings with staff from their homes in this metaverse place that we set up.
Wow, this opens up this whole new world and the power of the metaverse as people are starting to get their minds and brains around this. I mean, you have professionals such as yourself, and even for patients, we've got a little bit of transition to look forward to here, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of research. Medicine has really been in this quite a bit for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. They're using it for medical education. They're doing it for medical trials. virtual consultations, and then they have many, many other applications. They're doing it, for instance, to train residents there using the this virtual world that goes on the eyes, the virtual world where you're totally engaged. They have a orthopedics. They're having beginning surgeons practice lifting up the knee, drilling into a knee, this sort of thing, before they ever touch a real patient.
Wow.
And that's really fascinating. Yeah. Augmented reality-wise, there are surgeons that are using this technology to actually perform their surgeries better. There's a surgeon who's in London who is taking twins who are conjoined at the head, where they sort of have one skull with two brains that are connected, he's using augmented reality and virtual reality to plan how to separate these individuals. So it's really impacting medicine in a big way.
Well, as you say, we have been vaguely familiar and have seen robotic surgeries happening. This is all part and parcel of the metaverse, right?
To a certain degree, yeah. The surgeries with DARPA, they were finding ways to do like the Da Vinci system where you can be in one area and control a robot in the other. What's probably coming soon, I just got back. I went to school at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and I was actually back there for the 7th annual meeting of virtual reality and medicine. And while I was there, I actually tried a device called haptics. They're actually gloves you put on, and you can actually feel things in the metaverse. That was amazing. And so that will allow us at some point in the future, if we can possibly feel a person's skin 1,000 miles away through these little devices, we could possibly do surgery at some point in the future this way.
Wow. This is amazing. I get to go in for hip replacement surgery the end of next month. And how that's developing. You know, I'm here in Florida. I tell my friends, I go, I'm in the hip replacement capital of the world, you know, Florida. And, you know, so, but the doctors here and the medical, you know, professionals have got this down. I mean, this is like so academic, it's like having a tonsillectomy anymore.
Right, really, really fascinating. You know, another place that they're using this with is with mental health.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. Amazing. Yeah.
The metaverse creates a very comforting environment and it helps mental health in general. And they actually did research in England showing that patients with schizophrenia can re-engage society using these virtual environments. And, you know, the mental health crisis we have in the U.S., and we all know that we need therapists, and it's great, but how do we create a response that can scale to meet this demand? The singer Jewel started a company called Inner World that brings group therapy and cognitive behavioral immersion to the masses. And it's also been determined that avatars not being our real selves makes sharing our inner thoughts more easy for people, which helps greatly in therapy.
Well, and we understand that our brains are rather plastic, if you can say that, that there is, you know, there is a process. I mean, we've seen this happen, you know, in terms of, you know, creating new habits, that there is a way that we can very successfully reprogram our minds and our thinking. I've got to imagine that the mental health treatments in the use of this powerful new opportunity with the metaverse is going to really raise the level and become even more effective along those lines. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what they were showing in England with the schizophrenia, they were really drilling down on where does schizophrenia really go awry. And the issue they have is that in schizophrenics, they hear voices, they might see things or hear things, and those voices get louder and starts to dominate their behavior. What they said is, well, when they stop re-engaging with society, schizophrenic, that's when things go really bad. So let's stop them from getting to that point. So they actually put them in one of these virtual devices. They had AI working with them a little bit, and they said, you know, Johnny, why don't you just open the door and watch people go by your apartment? And they do that for 10 minutes, and then the virtual one goes, yay, Johnny, you did it. And the next day, Johnny, why don't you just actually sit on the stoop and let people go by? Yay, Johnny, you did it. You know, and this is England. They say, the next day, right. Johnny, go down to the pub and just sit there and have a pint and just listen to people talk for a little bit. And in a social environment, the voices are there, but they get damped down because there are other people around there. And then when they take the device off, their brain actually thinks that they did those things. And they say, oh, I can go down to the pub. I can walk on street. I'll hear the voices, but as long as I'm in a social environment, it's going to be tapped down. That's how they show that it actually helps those patients reengage with society.
Does this kind of blow you away? I mean, you know, Dr. Shiner, I mean, here you are, you're seeing this, and you're seeing how this evolved. What is the future for us? This is moving quite rapidly, so we don't even have to talk about what's going to happen 10 years from now. It's like, well, you know, what's going to happen in the next 5 years?
Right. I think the devices are going to get much smaller. I think it will be in normal glasses in the future. I think there might even be a contact lens that we wear in the future that allows us to do this. I think the augmented reality, which is kind of interesting, is that idea that, you know, we could meet and I could see something floating above your head, tell me about you, you know, as I'm meeting you, that sort of thing.
Right. Wow. That's going to alter the whole dating experience severely. You know, the kids that are coming up, it's like, yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know, it's, it might bring, truth back into relationships. We'll have to wait and see. Dr. Shiner, one last question here about remote surgery and training. We touched on that a little bit. I wonder if you can unpack that a little bit more.
Sure. Well, there's two things. One I mentioned with the orthopedics, they're doing that. They're doing something called using augmented reality now for surgery. So, for instance, for spine surgery, they'll have this device that people put on that will allow them, it's fed radiology scans. Instead of just looking on a screen, they actually beam it on the patient so it's a size relative to where it is. So they look at the skin, let's say the back, and it looks like they're looking through the skin to, let's say, the joints that need realigning, and they can drill exactly where they need to go. It's almost like X-ray vision.
Mm. Wow. This is absolutely
fascinating.
Oh man, it's almost like you really can't wait, to be exposed to this. And, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing, your knowledge and what you've been able to experience. Dr. Adam Shiner has been our guest. Dr. Shiner, where can the people go for more information?
Sure, yeah. If I'm using the Metaverse to communicate with my current upcoming patients, there's a link to the virtual world on my website. If they go to adamshinermd.com, they can get more information about this really exciting new world.
Well, there it is, Dr. Shiner. I tell you, go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, getting a couple of emails for you. Always welcome, by the way. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Let me know your thoughts. Talk to me, all right? Check out our website there. We've got all kinds of great information from you, especially if you happen to be on the road and you want to know how to find cheap gas. Just check out our website. It is all right there, per state, what you're looking forward to, especially if you go to California. Just heads up, it's over $5 a gallon. Crazy. In Delaware, $3.23 a gallon. Georgia's $4.34. Wow, that's getting up there. But anyway, you can see it all right there. Also, right below is the counting up of our gross national debt, now over $32 trillion worth of all kinds of fun and frivolity. Also, check out the official trailer for Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel, the story of Tim Ballard, as you heard us talk about earlier. Wow, what an awesome story, and it is, it's dramatic, it's true, and it will touch you, and this is going to happen, of course, fully released in, 3,500 theaters right now is the count on July the 4th. So, make an appointment to check it out. Buy your tickets early, because no doubt this will probably sell out, you are going to enjoy this movie. The truth is very powerful, and Jim Caviezel does an outstanding job on the true life story of Tim Ballard. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go?